Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Money, sex, and power can be a deadly mix. This is the true story of a seductive beauty, Dion, who wants all three. Her rich and handsome lover, Lance, and two women who stand in her way.
It's just ripe for an explosive situation to occur.
It's a tale of lust without limits.
They became intimate very early on in their relationship.
That ends in the most brutal way imaginable.
It was the kind of killing that would have been consistent with a love triangle.
Beware. Extreme passion can lead to shocking consequences. It's 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia, and the capital of the New South is thriving.
Atlanta was in the process of huge economic growth and development. It was the place to be.
For years, the city has been a mecca for young, talented African Americans. And 41-year-old software CEO and millionaire Lance Herndon is the superstar of this booming galaxy.
Lance Herndon founded Access Inc., which grew to be the largest computer consulting firm in the Southeast, owned by an African American.
Recently divorced with a young son, the dashing businessman loves the finer things in life. But his greatest passion is beautiful women.
Lance tended to like fair-skinned African-American women, and that was his thing. Obviously, he dated as many as he could.
But from among the bevy of Atlanta beauties, there is one he keeps going back to. Her name is Lacey.
Long before Lance had become Lance Herndon, the millionaire socialite, he met Lacey, and they developed a real deep friendship. So off and on, they had an affair. I think he just had a real affection for Lacey. A lot of the women were, frankly, jealous of that relationship.
Lacey's been with Lance long enough to know he's a player. But the pair have an unspoken agreement.
I think Lacey, perhaps, was one of the few women that knew of his involvement with other women.
She understood that he dated around, but she liked being number one.
Lance cares deeply for the one woman who's a regular in his life, but he isn't ready to settle down just yet. On April 12th, 1996, Lance has a lavish birthday party and meets someone who is going to turn his world upside down. As the evening wears on, the birthday boy is approached by a striking young woman.
Hello.
She is 28-year-old Dion Ball.
I am Lance. Cheers.
Dion is a very light-skinned African-American. She's petite. She was attractive.
She's striking. She's fair. Lance is, he's very attracted to a certain kind of woman, and she fits that. And so a chemistry develops between the two.
Lance doesn't know it, but the beautiful woman now chatting him up has gone to great lengths to be by his side tonight.
Dion worked for someone who received an invitation. And so she used that as an opportunity to make a call and snag one for herself. She did not just go to the party on happenstance. There was something at that party that she wanted to get close to.
Right now, Lance couldn't care less how Dion got into the party. All that matters is that she's there.
I'm sure you can. So how long are you in town for?
I live here, actually.
Oh, really?
Definitely. Haven't.
Lance was talking about Dion that first night because she really made an impression on him.
But the Playboy millionaire isn't the only one who's taken notice of the gorgeous Jamaican woman.
It was such a big party that a lot of his lady friends were going to be there that night. Lacey always was sort of behind the scenes and helping him sort of pull off events.
It's not the first time Lacey has seen her on-again, off-again boyfriend with other women. But there's something about this meeting that's different. And it's going to set all three of them on a disastrous collision course. In the days after the party, Lance can't get Dion out of his head, so he quickly arranges to see her again, and she gladly accepts.
Lance and Dion's relationship was fast. I had never heard of her before and heard of her frequently afterwards.
They began going out for lunch and ultimately dinners.
It's clear things are heading in one direction, and sure enough, within days, their unbridled lust becomes impossible to resist.
They became intimate very early on in their relationship.
Lance demands a lot from all the women who come into his bed, but to his delight, Dion is more than happy to satisfy his every desire.
Lance shared with people close to him that the sex between he and Dion was like, she really is blowing my mind.
As long as the word no is not in her vocabulary and she agrees to anything that he wants sexually, she knows that she can stay in his life forever.
Lance is so turned on by Dion that he never stops to ask about her private life. And he should, because there's plenty there to give him pause. Dion's seductive image hides the fact that she's actually a struggling student working hard for a marketing degree.
She had relocated to this country from Jamaica, and she was really fighting to acquire what most people would call the American dream.
And it's not just her modest means that Dion is keeping secret. She's also far from available.
Dion was married to a man named Sean, who was a pilot for Air Jamaica, and he was actually living in Jamaica with their child at the time. You could characterize it as a commuter marriage.
The couple met in the U.S., at which point Dion was a naturalized citizen, and so when Sean returned to the Caribbean, she opted to stay.
Yeah. So I am going to go and get in the shower.
You do that.
He is thousands of miles away in Jamaica, raising their daughter and working. Sean at this point is focused on trying to hold down the fort until they both get in the same place.
And with Sean spending most of the month back in Jamaica, Dion is free to carry on her affair with Lance without the risk of being found out. And soon, Lance is showering his new lover with gifts, like expensive clothes.
Relatively quickly, she becomes a beneficiary of the largesse of Lance Herndon. He was very generous with Dion, and she was expected to reciprocate with herself in, you know, in the bedroom.
And just a few weeks into their relationship, Lance takes Dion's breath away with his most lavish gift yet.
Surprise!
Lance drove to his dealership. He walked over to a vehicle. He turned to Dion. He said, "Do you like this one?" She said, "I do." They gave him the keys. He handed them to Dion. She was ecstatic. It was like a dream come true.
The gift confirms Dion's belief that she and Lance have a future together.
He had never provided a car to any of his other women. It really stood out.
The act of generosity certainly doesn't go unnoticed by the other woman in Lance's life, his sometime girlfriend, Lacey. But she's quick to reassure him it doesn't bother her.
Lacey says, "Listen, I don't want the strings attached. I'm okay with the intimacy, and you can do your thing, and I can do my thing, and I'm okay with that."
Lacey had Lance's confidence and came from a longer standing relationship. It was a relationship where the two were available to each other for whatever their needs may be.
But is Lacey as easygoing as she seems? In July of 1996, Dion goes to the airport to pick up Sean for one of his regular visits.
I don't think that Sean had any notion that Dion would start seeing someone else. He was waiting for her to bring the family back together.
Sean has only been gone for a few weeks, but in that time, his wife has been transformed into a new and more glamorous person.
This is my car.
Dion pulled up in this shiny, brand new car that he had never seen before.
I got it from work. My boss gave it to me. I have a mentor.
And the first thing he asked her was, you know, where did you get this car? Because when last time I saw you, you were driving a burgundy Honda Accord that was 10 years old.
Dion Baugh is cheating on her husband, Sean, with a charismatic millionaire named Lance. Sean now suspects that his wife has been lying to him and is furious. All three are headed for a huge confrontation, detonating a powder keg of jealousy and murder.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Dion Baugh is involved in a no-holds-barred affair with magnetic millionaire Lance Herndon. For the past 2 months, she's kept her husband, Sean, completely in the dark. But the showy gifts from this passionate relationship are becoming hard to ignore. Sean can't understand how his wife could afford a luxury car, and he presses her for an explanation.
Dion told him that she had acquired a mentor who was gonna help her career, and that he allowed her to just drive the car because her car had broken down.
Something about the story doesn't sit right, but as Sean pushes further, Dion flies into a rage.
She denied it to the extent that she actually got offended by the fact that he would even question her or suspect her, and she started an argument.
Sean is certain that Dion is up to more than she's letting on, and the bad blood between them suits Dion just fine.
By starting the argument, she was able to keep him at bay for the rest of the weekend so that they did not even have any marital relations while he was here in Atlanta.
Dion rides out the remainder of Sean's visit, but when he returns to Jamaica, she wastes no time in contacting Lance. And days after her husband's departure, Dion is back, savoring the gifts showered upon her by her secret lover.
Dion was enjoying a pretty enviable allowance. Lance was giving her like $500, $700 per week. She loved wearing designer clothes that people couldn't even pronounce.
Really, if you want to think of it as a gold digger on steroids, every little token of appreciation that she gets from Lance, to her, is a stepping stone to the next level.
By the start of July 1996, Dion is pushing along her relationship with Lance at a breakneck pace. It seems as though Dion is hell-bent on ditching her husband, Sean, and becoming the next Mrs. Lance Herndon.
She had the brass ring in her sights. I think that was the ultimate goal for her.
But her lover is starting to feel like things are moving too fast.
He was very hesitant because Lance had undergone a very painful divorce recently.
He is wondering, what have I gotten myself into?
It was the most expensive one, but perfection comes at a price, right?
Dion is quick to ease Lance's worries, using the one weapon in her arsenal he can't resist.
She had to use her sexual appeal to get what she wanted. And once she made up her mind to do that, there were simply no bounds to what she would do sexually to get her goal.
But there's a looming problem in Lance's life, and the escapades in the bedroom can only distract him for so long. Nobody else knows it, but the millionaire playboy is broke.
He was spending more money than was coming in, and he was doing it for quite some time. He was using his lines of credit to offset cash flow, and that, frankly, was a recipe for collapse. Thank you.
Lance realizes he needs to cut back his astronomical spending habits. And over the past few months, his biggest outlay has been Dion. Dion has no idea that Lance is starting to have doubts about their relationship and can't understand why, suddenly, she can no longer get a hold of him.
Dion called into the office and wanted to talk to Lance, and Lance did not want to talk to her.
But Dion is risking her relationship with her husband and daughter to pursue this affair. And she isn't going to let her golden ticket slip through her fingers this easily.
She did not want to take no for an answer. She was aggressive and demanding.
She doesn't play it cool. She almost becomes like a stalker. She's consumed with his whereabouts. She's calling his office constantly.
Since meeting Lance, Dionne has been in overdrive. She sees herself getting closer and closer to the prize when he doesn't want to talk to her at all. This doesn't just upset the apple cart. This is like running a sports car into a brick wall.
Dionne comes to an absolute conclusion. She needs to win Lance back, whatever it takes. And on the evening of July 9th, 1996, she pays her lover a visit, unannounced. At this point, Dionne is under the impression she's the only woman in Lance's life. But a knock on his front door is about to deliver a rude awakening. On this particular night, Lance has company. One of his favorite girlfriends is with him. Her name is Kathy.
Kathy would command attention in any room that she walked into. She was about 5'8", 5'9", long hair, very attractive.
When there's no answer at the door, Dionne peers through the front window of Lance's home.
And through the window was able to see Kathy walking through the house.
This is a typical example of the kind of web that Lance would create for himself, where here he is with a woman inside his home, and he's clearly told her one thing, and yet here's another woman who is banging on his door.
Dionne can't believe what she's seeing, and she explodes.
We know that Dionne began beating and kicking on the door and trying to get into the house to the extent that Lance called the police.
Dionne realizes she's the one being played. Until now, she's stopped at nothing to win Lance's affection. And in spite of what she's just seen, she certainly isn't ready to let him go without a fight. Dionne Baugh is having a steamy affair with a rich businessman named Lance. What she doesn't know is that Lance is still sleeping with other women behind her back. And when Dionne catches him with his lover, Kathy, the stage is set for an explosive showdown.
Dionne began beating and kicking on the door and trying to get into the house. She was very irate.
Kathy is horrified and demands answers from Lance. Does he know this crazy woman trying to smash her way into his house?
He has to provide Kathy with some explanation, which probably went along the lines of, I don't know who she is. There must be some kind of stalker, some kind of nut outside of there.
I have no idea who this is.
Kathy insists Lance do something, and having painted Dionne as a potential intruder, he's left with only one option.
He's forced to call law enforcement. And so he's keeping up an appearance for Kathy in that situation and winds up ringing a bell that he can't unring, unfortunately.
The police arrive and arrest Dionne. And to her dismay, Lance continues to deny knowing who she is.
Dionne was frantic when they arrived. She was angry, abusive to them, and really uncontrollable.
Dionne is carted off to jail, leaving Lance to reflect on what's just happened.
I think deep down, he knows it's only going to get worse.
But will his cold-blooded action be enough to get rid of Dionne for good? After his complete betrayal, denying he even knows her, Dionne must think she's seen the last of her unfaithful lover. But the next day, still in her cell, she gets a surprising visitor, Lance.
He is, in fact, the one that bailed her out of jail.
The millionaire playboy couldn't admit he's seeing other women in front of Kathy. But now he wants to try and make a bad situation right.
Now he's got to make amends for this action that he set into motion, which was at Dion's expense. And so he agreed to not only bail her out to go pick her up, but also to make sure that the charges would be dismissed.
Lance wants the whole incident to disappear with a minimum of fuss.
Lance was much like most people. They didn't want their dirty laundry aired in public. And this was a very public thing for him.
But unfortunately for Lance and Dion, the damage is already done. Having had Dion arrested for trespassing, Lance is told that she must now answer the charge in court at a later hearing.
But law enforcement wouldn't allow him to, and he was going to have to actually appear at the hearing in order to do so formally.
Outside of the police station, Dion demands that Lance explain why a half-naked woman was wandering around his house.
Later, he tells Dion, well, listen, she was just a friend. She was over taking a shower. There's nothing really going on. We called the police because we thought it was a burglar.
Lance was particularly adept at saying, you know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Eventually, Dion concedes she may have misread the situation, and they agree to a truce. And miraculously, over the next few weeks, the two lovers appear to put the whole episode behind them, bringing back the heat to their affair.
They absolutely continue to be involved even after this incident.
I'm sure he did care about her, and I think probably more than anything, the only reason that he had her arrested was because she wouldn't leave.
But there's still one major obstacle standing between Dion and the life with Lance. Her husband, Sean. He's back on another visit from Jamaica. And even though he's already called his wife out on her expensive new lifestyle, he sees that it's done no good.
Gradually, it's becoming clear to Sean that Dion is sort of morphing into someone that he doesn't know. Every time he sees her, she is living a little more grand.
But Sean is still unsure whether Dion is cheating on him. That is, until the phone rings late one night.
Lance called Dion's home, and Sean picked up. And he said, can I speak to Dion? And Sean said, who is this? And he said, this is Lance. And he said, who is this? I am Dion's husband.
Good night.
Sean asks Dion if this is the rich mentor who gave her the car.
When Sean confronts Dion, Dion, of course, maintains that Lance is just a friend.
But he can't understand why a friend would be calling so late at night.
Sean is livid, and he knows that all of the gifts, the car sitting out in the driveway, all of those are connected to the phone call that just came in.
Sean quickly realizes he's not the only man in this marriage.
These situations involving love triangles can be very, very volatile. It's just ripe for an explosive situation to occur, and quite frequently, that is exactly what we see.
But an angry husband isn't the only problem Dion has to confront. On August 7th, 1996, Dion and Lance are faced with the alarming prospect of Dion's trespassing trial the next day. Dion needs Lance to take the stand in order for the trespassing charges he filed to be dropped. So she wants confirmation he'll be there.
The idea that she would have Lance allied with her, ready to go to court with her, speak on her behalf, see if they can get the charges dropped, is incredibly important to Dion.
But by that evening, she still hasn't been able to reach him. Desperate, she calls his office one last time. This time, a woman answers.
Dion called, and Lacey picked up.
Dion has no idea that the woman on the end of the line is another potential love rival. So she leaves a message. But Lacey knows all about Dion.
So when Lance showed up, Lacey told him Dion called. She seemed a little edgy. And Lance disappeared and went upstairs to make the call privately.
For a brief moment on the evening of August 7th, Lance speaks to one lover while another waits downstairs. Soon, this tortured love triangle will come to a head with deadly repercussions. The next morning, August 8th, is a regular workday at Lance's office, which is located in the basement of his three-story luxury home. Staff arrive ready to face piles of paperwork left for them by their demanding boss. On any given day, Lance is already toiling away.
Lance was very punctual. If you were 10 seconds late, you were late.
But on this morning, he's nowhere to be seen.
I go into his office and his computer screen is up and his calendar is blank. He was the most scheduled person I've ever known. I can't imagine him having a blank day on his calendar. I'm sitting there thinking, well, something's going on.
At first glance, it seems that Lance's normal routines have been abandoned.
The laptop was not in the office, but the case was in the supply closet. Lance would never let that laptop leave without the case.
Concerned for their boss's whereabouts, his assistants call Lance's mother. She arrives a little while later and goes up to her son's private residence in the upper levels of the house.
When she walked into the bedroom, she could tell that there was someone in the bed because she could see the outline.
Lance's mother calls out his name, but when she gets no response, she pulls back the comforter.
I'm sure it's a sight that she'll remember for the rest of her life, because there was her only son laying nude, face up, just savagely beaten to death, and his head in his face.
Lance Herndon has been murdered in cold blood in his own bed from a cast of many lovers and haters who would want him dead. ...41-year-old Lance Herndon has been involved in passionate affairs with a string of attractive Atlanta women. Now, on August 8th, 1996, his naked, mutilated body has been found in his bed. Police investigators attempt to piece together what happened.
The injuries to Lance are gruesome. The manner of death appears to be some type of blunt force trauma, no less than 14 blows to the head, indicating that whoever perpetrated this crime did so with extreme anger towards Lance.
There was a strong sexual component. He was nude. There was a porn tape on the VCR. There was condoms on the bedstand.
There are no signs of forced entry.
It sent red flags that we're talking about someone who was close to him. And he would have felt comfortable enough disrobing in front of.
Police begin looking for clues. It appears that someone wanted to delay the discovery of the body for as long as possible.
He wanted to make sure that he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So he had the clocks positioned in three different areas of the bedroom, so he would be forced to get up to turn them off. All of the alarm clocks in his bedroom were unplugged from the wall.
Police also find a picture lying face down on the dresser.
That picture was Kathy. They took note of that.
There is one final gory clue laid out in front of the investigators.
Along the wall and also on the ceiling overhead, there were these spatters of blood. The pattern tended to form a V shape. The location of the V above his head puts the position of the killer on the bed and actually on his body.
police speak to Lance's employees to see if there's anyone who might have had a grudge against the millionaire businessman.
Here you have a man who's been found bludgeoned to death in his bed, and you learn early on that there are multiple women who were involved with the victim. He certainly created circumstances where there are several women that could have felt very scorned.
One of the names police are given is Dionne Ball. Detectives go to her house to break it to her that Lance is dead. But somehow, word has already spread.
They walked into her home. They found her sitting on the couch, wailing. She's saying, I just heard what happened to him. And oh my God, I can't believe Lance is dead.
Dionne admits to having an affair with Lance and says she'd last seen him the previous evening.
She was very certain about the time. She was writing her paper. And so she's certain that it was in between 9 and 10:30 on the previous night. Lance came to her house and brought her this laptop computer.
Dionne still has the machine and hands it over to the officer. After that, she says, Lance quickly left.
He only stayed for a couple of minutes because they got into an argument about Sean, and she asked him to leave.
It's the first police have heard of Dionne's husband, Sean, but it raises a red flag.
It was the kind of killing that would have been consistent with the husband involved in a love triangle.
This revelation makes Sean the top suspect in the investigation. But Sean claims that he left Atlanta on a flight bound for Jamaica on the day of Lance's murder.
Sean was looked at very extensively, to the extent that we actually sent people to Jamaica to obtain all his flight information. His flight left a little bit after 8 p.m. that evening, and so it would have been physically impossible for him to have made such a long journey.
With Sean off their list, police now turn to look at Kathy, the young woman whose picture was mysteriously found lying face down on Lance's dresser.
They talked to Kathy and tried to ascertain her whereabouts for the time frame of the murder. She provided them. She also provided them with receipts from where she had gone to dinner that night, who she had been with, who she had talked to.
Kathy's alibi appears to hold up, and she's cleared as a suspect as well. Investigators then turn their attention to the other name given to them by Lance's co-workers, Lacey. But when Lacey arrives for her interview, she isn't alone.
She shows up with an attorney, which sends off some red flags to them.
When police ask her where she was on the night of Lance's murder, they quickly understand why she seems so nervous.
She was at the house the night prior and was the last person to see him alive.
Lacey tells the detectives about her relationship with Lance and about the final hours they spent together. Information that will help officers uncover the shocking truth about what really happened behind Lance Herndon's bedroom door. Police are frantically tracking the killer of Atlanta businessman Lance Herndon. They've already questioned three of his lovers. One has an alibi. The remaining two, Dionne and Lacey, both admit they saw the victim on the night he died. Lacey relates that on the evening of the 7th, she was with Lance in his office having a heart-to-heart talk.
Lance is feeling reflective that night, and he tells Lacey that he's tired of Kathy and Dionne, and he's ready to cut both of them loose.
She tells detectives that after their talk, she stayed at the office for a couple of hours while Lance continued to work.
Lacey verified to investigators that she saw that laptop in Lance Herndon's office before she left around 10:30 that night.
Lacey says she spoke to Lance one last time later that evening. Police follow up on Lacey's story and discover she's telling the truth.
Lacey is alibied out because of phone records. We've got a phone call from Lance at home to Lacey at her home after midnight.
Lacey is officially struck off the list of potential suspects. But her version of events does cast doubt over one person, Dion. Earlier, she told police she was certain Lance was with her between 9 and 10:30 p.m.
The time window doesn't add up because Lacey puts Lance in his home around 10 o'clock. It's during that time that Dion says that Lance brings the computer to her home. So someone is not telling the truth.
The phone records suggest Dion is the one lying, and it's backed up by neighbors who claim they saw her distinctive vehicle leaving Lance's house early on the morning of the 8th. However, with no concrete proof, police can't press charges. For the next year, police closely monitor Dion. They're finally rewarded when Sean files for divorce, and she makes a fateful disclosure.
They learned that Dion had confided to her mother-in-law that she had actually gone to Lance's house the night of the murder.
This admission, coupled with a theft of Lance's laptop, the witness statement about her car, and a lack of any other potential suspect, is enough evidence for police. In January 1998, they arrest Dion Baugh. In April 2001, her case goes to trial. The prosecution argues that on the night of August 7th, despite Lance tiring of Dion, he agreed to let her come over to his house.
This may have been the last hurrah, a goodbye sexual experience, or it could have just been Lance trying to keep her at bay.
But the prosecution contends that Dion went there to make sure Lance planned to drop the trespassing charge against her in court the next day.
She decided to check his calendar because guess what? The calendar held all the truths to what he was planning on doing and discovered that that was not on the agenda for the next day.
It pushed her over the edge, along with the public embarrassment, along with having to give up all the money, the car, the credit cards, the prestige, everything. You're about to lose it all.
But Dion wasn't ready to let that happen. She climbed back into bed, but sex was the last thing on her mind.
She grabbed a blunt, heavy object, straddled him, and caught him unaware.
He was struck in between 10 and 14 blows to his skull, his face, forehead.
She was driven to literally beat the man to death.
The prosecution cites evidence that Dion's DNA found underneath Lance's fingernails and in his bed is proof she killed him. But the defense disagrees.
All that proves is that Dion at some point had been in that home, in his bed, in his presence. None of this time stamps exactly when they were together, whether it was the night before, whether it was the night of his death. You're dealing with a mostly circumstantial case.
A jury finds Dion guilty, but the verdict is overturned. And the second time around, the case ends in a mistrial. Finally, on the eve of her third trial, Dion enters a plea of voluntary manslaughter and is convicted.
She was a woman who could have been highly successful in another career if she had just put her sights that way. Failure was not an option. So why did she do it? It was rejection, yes, but it was also failure. she couldn't handle that one moment of failure.
Lance Herndon's family and friends are left to mourn the loss of a brilliant man.
Lance has so much potential. It's potential unrealized. Lance left behind a son, now without a father, a mother, now without a son. And no one should have their life taken in such a brutal, brutal fashion.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.